premieres this film before a live studio audience.
Robin, I just get so lonely and confused when I'm not with you.
Well, Lala, I've missed you too, sweetheart.
Did you like the little surprises?
Surprise?
The Polaroids.
What? I don't remember.
The pictures of me wearing that teddy you like. The picture of me holding that teddy you
like. No, Rebecca, don't tease. Not so early in my sentence.
Oh, Robin, you really mean you didn't get the pictures?
I think I would remember.
Well, I know I mailed them. I went to pick up my final paycheck at Cheers, and then I mailed them. Oh. Well, they'll get here.
Yeah.
Okay, for this one without the teddy, we will start start the bidding at $10. Don't crowd.
$100.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You want to be where you can see our troubles are all the same. You want to be where everybody knows your name.
I guess I don't have to show you where anything is behind the bar, right, Mr. Peter?
No. We got the beer taps, you got your cherries, olives, pretzel bag. Hey, you guys got a cash register back here.
Oh, my God. I'm in one of Norm's dreams.
No. I'm just doing my hour behind the bar to qualify for the employees' basketball game. Although my dreams are very similar to this. Except for in my dreams, the kegs are a lot taller and, well, I can fly. Oh.
I got a good feeling this year, guys. I think we're going to beat those guys from Gary's Old Town Tavern.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah. This again. I mean, every year they beat you, humiliate you, outsmart you, and take your money. I mean, where's the virtue in that?
Tradition.
Well, forgive me if I don't share your enthusiasm. I've just been feeling a bit edgy these days.
Why is that, Dr. Crane?
Well, Lilith, in her own dear, compulsive little way, made the mistake of asking me if I thought she looked fat.
And what did you say?
Oh, I told her she looked just fine.
Ooh, yeah. Rookie mistake. So, what kind of punishment are you getting?
Well, I'm not getting any.
Oh, you got off easy.
No, I'm not getting any.
No, you're getting off easy.
Oh, Woody, think fast.
Yeah. Hey,
all right, Sammy.
Here we go, Sammy.
Sammy.
Way to pass her off there, Sam.
Well, did you guys hear what I did this weekend? You know, ever since I bought this bar, I've been trying to remind people it's still a sports bar, so I've been going around renewing some of my old sports contacts.
And for those of you who've never seen Sam renewing his old sports contacts, it goes something like this. Oh, come on, you gotta remember me, you gotta.
This shows what you know. I happen to spend the weekend going head-to-head with Kevin McHale.
Whoa. That's my favorite Celtic.
Yeah?
You know, basketball was invented by the ancient Celtics. Well, yeah, you know, interestingly enough, so was the parquet floor.
You've been working without your hat, haven't you, Blair?
So, Sammy, shot hoops with Kevin McHale, huh?
Actually, no, I played golf with him. Beat him, too, you know? Hurt him bad.
Hey.
Yeah, you know, big star as he is, you shank a tee shot into his shin, and he'll cry just like anybody else.
Hey, Sammy, I got a great idea.
Yeah, what?
Ask Kevin to play on our team. No. Then we'll really cream Gary.
Yeah.
No, that'd be cheating.
But that be good cheating.
You know, at what point does cheating become a moral dilemma? I mean, can the severity of snitching that last piece of cake be compared to, oh, cheating on one's wife with the beautiful young woman that works in the office next to yours? I should footnote this by adding that I'm not getting any.
Hello, sports fans.
Oh, the wrench.
What are you doing here, Gary?
I just came by to introduce you to some of my new employees. Come on down, boys.
Oh, hey. Come on. Those guys are ringers.
They're just a couple of kids working their way through college. Oh, by the way, I just wanted to let you know that we're open to any wagers. Oh, that's right. You guys are too chicken to bet.
Hey, we're not chicken to bet. We bet you'll stomp all over us. How are you, Sam? You get a piece of this action.
What means do we want to bet on ourselves here?
Are you kidding? With those two skyscrapers? Man, I thought I was a bumpkin here.
Have it your way. Oh, Sam, give me the ball for a second. Watch this. See you at the gym.
Well, that Gary is a rat.
Yeah, can't you believe that? Bringing in a couple of professional ringers like that?
No, I meant stealing our ball.
Oh, man, that's my favorite ball. I hate that. Give me the phone. I'm calling Kevin right now.
All right. Yeah. He'll be able to get that ball back for us. He's way big.
Yeah, all right. If he wants to play that way, I'm just going to get Kevin McHale to come down and play with us.
There you go.
Yeah. Great, if he doesn't want to do it, then I'll get Larry Bird.
All right. No, not Bird. If he's in, I'm out.
Woody, you tell me you know Larry Bird?
Yeah, I don't have to know him. He's from French Lick, Indiana. He's a doofus.
So what? You're from Indiana and you're a doofus.
Yeah, well, I would rather be a doofus from Hanover than a doofus from French Lick, because everyone from Hanover knows that French Lick is the doofus capital of Indiana. Of course, everyone from French Lick thinks it's Hanover. It's a fuel of a rage and controversy.
Yo, Kevin. Hi, Sam Malone here. Yeah. Hey, listen, you remember how I told you about that game my bar's playing against Gary's Old Town Tavern? Yeah, how'd you like to get in on that? No, I know you got a busy schedule in, man.
Tell him it's for charity.
No, listen, I understand. I'm not going to bust your chops here. These needy orphans have been through it all. They're used to people letting them down. Oh, I'm sorry. Didn't I tell you it was a charity? Oh, I'm sorry, man. Yeah, charity. Well, no, don't worry about it. I can get one of the Lakers to do it. I mean, they're good guys. I mean, they'll give up an hour of their time to change some poor kid's life.
Sam, leave the man alone. You know, if somebody doesn't want to do something, no amount of manipulation, cajoling, pleading, or lying can get them to change their mind.
Hey, that's fantastic, man. All right, I'll see you down here.
Could you call Lilith for me? Boy, look at the curves on that glass. Feel that.
Boy, he's really not getting any, is he? Pathetic. Woody, throw me another beer, will you? Put in one of those girly glasses.
Hey, everybody. I want you to meet your new bartender here, Mr. Kevin McHale. All right. Hey. Go for it.
Welcome aboard, Kevin. I hope your years of cheers are as happy as mine were. Sam, I'll get my stuff together and get out of your way.
Come back here, man. He's not replacing. He's just filling in here for a little while so we can qualify to play the game against Gary.
Oh. Well, in that case, here's an apron.
All right.
Well, so what's it like working with Larry Bird?
Hey, Larry's great. Larry's funny as can be. Boy, yeah. He's got some great jokes. And most of the jokes are about these doofuses from Hanover, Indiana. You ever hear this one? How many guys from Hanover does it take to change a light bulb?
It doesn't even matter, because they got to drive all the way over to French Lick just to get the light bulb.
I heard it a little different.
Hey, Kevin, you want to slam dunk me a beer over here, buddy?
Nah, I can't do that. That's against NBA policy.
Oh, right, yeah. They don't like their athletes promoting drugs or alcohol. So tonight, Kevin's just going to be serving water.
To whom?
You believe this, huh? Man, we're about to play ball with Kevin McHale.
Good night.
You know, I didn't realize we were playing at night. Are you sure the orphans can stay up that late?
The orphans?
Yeah, the orphans, yeah.
You know, well, see, one of the great things about orphans is they have no parents to tell them when to go to bed.
Listen, Kevin, about these orphans, well, they're not coming. It seems there was some kind of mix-up, you know. They had tickets to the circus or something like that. You know, these orphans, they're always getting freebies.
Oh. Well, I don't know, Sam. There's no circus in town.
Well, right. It was the monster truck rally. That was it.
No, not tonight.
All right, guys, where do you think the orphans are?
Come on, Sam. There are no orphans, are there?
In the world? God, Kevin, I wish that were true, man.
Sam, this is all a big scam. There's no orphans. I'm out of here.
Kevin, wait. Let me talk to you here for a second. Listen, man. Wait. We got a $5,000 bet with Gary.
$5,000, huh?
Yeah, I can't afford to lose that kind of money.
Well, I do have a friend of mine who's on the board of directors at the Sunny Grove Orphanage.
I bet he knows where the orphans are tonight.
Well, anyways, I know that they're desperate for money. And let's say the winnings for our game were to go to the kids.
Yo, hell yes. We don't mind if those tykes get their cut.
No, Sam, not their cut. They get every penny.
Guys, what do you say here? I mean, we're in it to beat Gary, right? I mean, that's what it's all about, isn't it?
I want my money back.
Listen, if Kevin plays, then we're definitely going to win, so it'll be Gary's $5,000 that we give to the orphans. But if he doesn't play, then we're definitely going to lose, and it'll be our $5,000 that we're giving to Gary.
All right, I'm behind you.
I agree. I want my money back.
Okay, then we're all agreed.
Here they are, God bless them. They're at the boat show.
Gary's not here.
Fine, Gary.
Wait, man. We're just early, that's all. We'll have to wait.
Wait for Gary. What, am I the only one here?
Okay, guys, let's huddle up here. Have a seat, fella.
All right.
Settle down.
Come on now.
Okay. Well, the way I see it, anyone gets within 10 feet of the ball, they pass it to Kevin.
Yeah. Sounds good to me.
What if he's not open?
Yeah.
Oh, Tom.
The cheerleaders are here.
Well, Sam, you really want to go through with this formality? You just want to call the whole thing off?
Oh, let's go through the formality here.
Say, have you met our new bartender?
Right over here.
This is our ringer, Gare.
Get one balled on top, fella. Let's go.
So what?
We have 70, they have 2.
All right.
Teddy, I need a break. I cannot move.
Oh, yeah, take a break. Why don't you get yourself a beer? Damn. Okay, fellas.
$5. I'm playing for Norton now.
Here you go, Sam.
Oh, there you go. Fast break, Kevin.
Don't you think maybe somebody ought to go in for McHale? I mean, he's the only one who's been playing the whole game.
Well, you're nuts. Well, we're ahead by what, 70 points? I don't want to just beat this guy. I want to humiliate him. I want to hear that clown Gary scream for mercy. That wasn't Gary, was it?
Sorry, Mr. McHale. You know, sometimes you can just pop these babies right back into place. Maybe not.
Yeah, the guys just wanted me to give you a call, tell you that you left something at the gym.
Your money.
Your pride.
Did you lose a blue gym bag?
Cheers, rule.
Yay! Oh, man, victory is so sweet. This is even better than the time we didn't lose so badly. You remember that?
Yeah, but the best part was Kevin getting up and walking off the court knowing his foot was okay.
Yeah.
No, no, the best part was Gary's total defeat and humiliation.
Yeah.
Man, did you see his face when he told him we were going to give his money to charity?
Well, you know, those Moppets would be glad to get the money.
Yeah, well, they did for it.
Yeah.
Anyway, that orphanage guy's coming over here to a little while to take the money back.
You know, Sam, I don't know if I ever told you, but tragically, I lost both my parents when I was, in my early 30s. I could sure use that money. Say, Lilith, how about that? Would $5,000 buy anything?
What?
Nothing, dear. I'm getting nothing, dear.
Mr. Malone?
Yeah, over here.
I'm Dr. Walter Frohnmeyer with the Celtics medical staff.
Yeah?
I wanted to get your version of Mr. McHale's accident last night.
Oh, well, no big deal. He fell down. We put him back up. Nothing serious.
Does this look like nothing serious to you?
God, the skin's all gone.
This hairline fracture runs the entire length of the metatarsal, which would indicate there was some sort of a jarring after the initial impact.
Well, it was me. I fell on him, and then I tried to pop it back into place. I'm sorry.
Wait, excuse me, just for a second.
No, come on. Don't blame yourself. You were just at the wrong place at the wrong time. That's all.
If anything led to this, it was Sam's pig-headed refusal to take McHale out of the game earlier.
What are you talking about? Woody's the clod who broke his foot.
If you'll excuse me, I got a whole gang of reporters back at the Garden waiting to find out why McHale's out for the season.
Wait, out for the season? Oh, my God. People are going to hate us.
Hate us, man. They'll kill us first, then they'll hate us.
Doctor, listen. There's no need for you to mention the bar's name now, is there?
Why shouldn't I?
Professional courtesy.
I'm a doctor. You're a bartender.
We're both professionals.
Wait a minute, all right? Doc, how much would it take to put a hook in your mouth?
$10,000.
Five.
Deal. Now, she's a professional.
Hey, great work there, Carla.
Right, you dodged that bullet.
Way to go, Carla.
I want my money back.
Oh, for goodness sakes, Fraser, we've been intimate several times this last month. Look at my day planner. We were together every night this weekend. Oh, good heavens, that wasn't you.
What do you mean it wasn't me?
I'm kidding. See, look how tense you are. You wouldn't enjoy it anyway.
Well, fine. I don't want it anyway.
You do, too.
I do not.
You do so.
All right, I do.
Well, you're not getting any. Oh, Fraser, isn't it enough that I'm doing it to your mind?
Hey, Sammy.
You're walking. Kevin, when did you get out of the hospital?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about your foot.
Nah, that's fine. Iced it down for about a half hour after the game. Feels great.
Whoa, wait a second. Whose x-ray is this then, huh? Is that not yours?
I don't know. Let me take a look at it. It says adult male gorilla.
That's not me. Could be Lambeer, huh? Oh, man, I can't believe this. Gary sends in a fake doctor to steal our money. Do you believe that? God, even when we beat him, he wins.
Hey, Sam. I'd like you to meet Father Conrad here from the Sunny Grove Orphanage.
I hope you don't mind that we brought a photographer along.
Yeah, so, Sammy, why don't you come on around there and get a picture with Father and I and the $5,000 you're giving us. Come on.
You want to do this right now?
Yeah, come on over. Let's go.
Okay, I'll be right there. Let me,
What are we going to do?
All right, short people in front.
Look what you did. You made me smack you in front of a priest.
Boys, we can work this out.
Well, yeah, how? We don't have any money
here. No, but we got a lot of people in here, right? How about we collect as much money as we can?
That's good.
We give it to him, and then we make sure everybody knows that Gary's the one that stole the $5,000 from those kids.
There you go.
Give me some money. It's for a good cause.
What cause?
Because I said.
Hey, Sammy, Father and I were just talking about it. Those kids are really going to enjoy that money. They get some shoes, some eyeglasses.
You know, Kevin, we don't quite have $5,000, but we're pretty darn close here.
What? Sammy, where's the orphan's money?
He has it.
Hey, wait.
Thank you, Sam. Thank you all for coming. Father, on behalf of Gary's Old Town Tavern, I'd like to present you with a souvenir jacket. And we have one for you too, Kevin, with extra long sleeves.
Oh, nice.
And here's a little check for those wonderful kids. $5,000, Kevin.
$5,000, that's great. Hey, Gary, let's get a picture with
this. That's a great idea.
Sammy, would you get out of the way here?
We got a donation too. Hold on a second.
How much you got?
$11.75.
That's so cute. Gentlemen, I have a bus outside. We can swing by, pick up the orphans, and we can drive them over to Gary's for some milk and cookies.
What do you think, brother?
I think that's fine.
It's a great idea. Come on.
You don't understand, man. That $5,000, that's our money.
Shame on you, Sam. You know it's the orphans' money. Hey, Gary, thanks a lot for the $5,000.
Get out of here. I don't want to see you again. You're a bum. Go on. Get out of my place. Go on. School,
fine. 8 years of humiliating you weenies is enough. I'm going to find a tougher gang to humiliate.
Hey, you can look all over Boston. You won't find any weenies tougher than us.
Yeah, that's telling them, Woody. Huh?
Man, we got to get back at Gary.
Worse than we ever got him before. Come on, let's get Gary.
What are we doing, man? We're pathetic.
What?
We've been trying to get Gary for 8 years. We never win. We're pathetic. There's nobody more pathetic than us in the whole world.
Oh, please, Lilith. Anything. A back rub. A handshake. Blow me a kiss.
We're not